We'll go with 575. Take a few minutes and rehearse for the big event, so I just want us to be ready And you'll know this because the Spirit will tell you, right? And also, just do it. Get it over with. We'll be done faster if you just speak up, okay? Got that? All right, let's go. Let's try to sing Spirit of the Living God. We'll sing it through two times.
Jesus, hear us, please.
Something's happening.
God, we'll pray together. We'll pray saying, kindle in us a love for the wild beauty of creation, O God. Feed us with yearning to make a new world built on justice and sense of justice. Spark in us a fire to work to end starvation, violence, and abuse. You are the right thing, moving from generation to generation, from winter to winter, from day to day. So strengthened and empowered by love from the inside out. It is not a false joy, but a deep joy rooted in the love, the unconditional love of God. Are there joys or are there concerns that you would share or lift aloud at this time?
I have a joy and thanks. Thanks, because my daughter moved in with me and helped me as my practices get worse. It gets worse. And honestly, we've done so much planting and she's done so much and she's so strong. It's wonderful. And I have a total joy in seeing Janet in a glorious red dress and red hat.
You're cold, you got it. the presence of God within you and all around you. God, who is our common parent, binds us together. We are a family. And in this confidence, in this deep truth, we then can pray. We pray to our common parent, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. I invite the kids to come forward.
Carry it in my pocket, and I almost always have one unless I my story about a little fuzzy angel, and I have this rock. I probably had it close to 18 years. Okay, so hang on your angel, or pass it on. Thank you, Pastor Sarah, for letting me do this.
verses 1 through 21. Coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them. And the tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speak in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven and above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoking mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'"
Thank you. Today is Pentecost Sunday. This is the day we remember the Pentecost that happened many, 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 many years ago. The day that the Spirit came. And from this, we get the birth of the church as we know it. The organization of people empowered by the Spirit of God to preach and to share and to be the gospel in the world. And then also years and years, many, many, many years later, we get United Methodism. Methodist, shout out for being Pentecostal, being strangely warmed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. John Wesley changed his life. He never was the same after that. And then from that little band of Methodists, we get a whole nother movement of what we call now the Pentecostal movement. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you've seen it on TV. And maybe you've seen how the Holy Spirit can move through a whole congregation of people, healing them and knocking them over and popping out windows in the church. Maybe it would happen now. Maybe now if I looked at you and sprayed the Holy Spirit on you, you all would writhe and fall over and wail in your seats. Let's see. Nope, I don't think so. I guess I kind of knew that was going to happen. I don't have that kind of power. And also, I think that God works in 100 million different ways. Not just in the one way that we might see more and more on TV. Because the reality is, the truth as I see it, from the pulpit that I get to stand in, is that every day is Pentecost. And God works in 100 million ways, and God has placed a little flame of fire over everyone. Which means that we, in our unique ways, experience God, Pentecost. feel the heat rising from their skin. I can remember when I was in college, I loved sitting in the library on the upper level. Nobody ever went up to the upper level. People ate chips from bags on the lower level, but on the upper level, it was quiet. And in those days, in the late 90s, they still had incandescent lights. There was a spot I would sit in the corner. Nobody ever went there. By the big history books, I was a history major. And I'd sit in that perfect chair in that perfect spot. And I would read and I would study and I would feel the warmth of the light on my cheek. Felt like the Holy Spirit encouraging me, guiding me, teaching me. How do you receive the Holy Spirit? On the day of Pentecost, each person received the power of the Holy Spirit, like tongues of flame over their heads. Every person is gifted and graced with the Holy Spirit. A unique relationship and experience as meaningful and profound as the other, no matter how mysterious or bizarre it may appear to each of us. God loves each person. God loves all creation. God is love. And God longs to be in relationship with all of us. And God is implanting God's Spirit deep within each of us. A flame, a spark. And no one can get out. No one can strip it out or judge it out or make fun of it or bully that spark or beat out that flame, even though people try, don't they? Has anyone ever made fun of you for being different? Have you ever made fun of someone for being different? Doesn't matter, because God loves you. God empowers each of us. Each of us is empowered by the Holy Spirit. God longs for us to recognize and celebrate our differences. We are called to recognize the myriad ways God shows up in our lives. And we are called to fill out and to be yourself. To be our best and wildest and weirdest, peaceful, loving self. And then God calls us, gathers us together, and invites us to nurture the little spark that we see in one another. God encourages us to nurture the flame of the Holy Spirit and the people you meet, so that we together can do some good in this world. God gifts us with unity and diversity, the Spirit, flame. May it be so. I encourage you to engage in the spiritual practices of our faith. I invite you to be your best sassy selves. To know that this is a brave space where we nurture one another. Because we are all on this journey, and we are all in contact and connection and relationship with God, who is forming us and shaping us into a more loving, more peaceful person. We do this by practicing our faith. We do this by giving and receiving, by giving and receiving, by trying over and over and over again. Every day is another day to begin again and to get it right. I invite you to give and receive our morning offering. encouraged by the presence of God in our community today. I invite us to encourage one another with the words of goodness that are printed in our bulletin. These are the benediction words. That's what it means, good words. I invite us to share goodness, good words with one another. We share together saying, come, Spirit of adoption, and open our hearts to our sisters and brothers.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Spirit of peace, and calm our hearts.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Breath of God, and overturn our conventional lives.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Can I invite you to turn to the person next to you and just tap them on gently on the shoulder and remind them of your presence. So that every time something feels bad, you will bring them. Number 4.